Hey, did you hear? The school has a radio.
What you talking about, dearie?
Only 90.9. They play bangers only.
Ah, indubitably.
Only 90.9 FM Oneonta. Keep it locked in.
Who's that again? I don't know that number.
Please hold for a very important message.
And skip. You can skip robocalls, but don't skip your well visits and recommended vaccines. They help protect you. So ask your doctor or pharmacist about any recommended vaccines you may need. Really? Again? And skip.
A public service announcement from Vaccinate Your Family in collaboration with Merck.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Moni Weekly Update. Here's some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, November 10th, join the Counseling Center for Coffee with the Counseling Center, happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Hunt Union by reception.
On Monday, November 10th, from 9 to 10 at the Waterfront, go see Chuck's Comedy Club with Kenny Mock.
On Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m., join SUNY Oneonta for a Veterans Day celebration in the Waterfront in Hunt Union.
On Tuesday, November 11th from 5:30 to 7:30, join the SUNY Oneonta Badminton Club for a badminton singles tournament in which the winner can get a $50 Amazon gift card.
Also happening on Tuesday, join SUNY Oneonta for the Red Dragon Reading Series in the Martin Mullen Gallery in the Fine Arts Building. This will be happening from 7 to 9 p.m. As always, join Activities Council for Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater.
On Wednesday, November 12th, from 5:30 to 7, join women's basketball as they take on Hartwick at Dewar Arena. And right after, stay to watch men's basketball also take on Hartwick from 7:30 to 9 in Dewar Arena.
On Thursday, check out the book drive from 2:30 to 5 p.m. in the Fitzell Lobby.
On Thursday, November 13th, from 6:30 to 8, join Hooked on Tonics for their coffee house, $4 entry fee at the door, in the Hunt Union Water Room.
Also happening on Thursday, go see the Mask and Hammer Theater Club's production of Scampino, happening from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater. Find tickets online on Campus Connection. On Friday, join OK Crew for their K-pop dance workshop. This will be happening from 4 to 5 p.m. in Fine Arts 103.
On Friday, November 14th, from 6 to 7:30, join the Physics and Astronomy Club for a public observing at the SUNY Oneonta Observatory happening at College Camp.
Also happening on Friday is Mask and Hammer Club's production of Scapino, happening from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater.
On Saturday, November 15th, from 7 to 9 at Dewar Arena, come watch men's basketball as they take on Wheaton College from Massachusetts.
On Saturday from 8 to 10:15, join Activities Council for their showing of Saturday Soundscape, Madonna Sticky and Sweet Tour from 2015. This will be happening in the Red Dragon Theater. Lastly, on Sunday, make sure you check out Mask and Hammer's production of Scapino, happening from 2 to 5 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. For more information about these events, check out Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked, everyone.
Yo, 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 everyone. DJ Nuts for Mark 2 coming in hot here this morning. I haven't been, I wasn't here yesterday because my car battery died. It died on Monday, and then I got it jumped, and then the next day I had the provost on, and then yesterday it died again. I found out it was a bad connection, so that's all fixed. So we'll be rocking and rolling today and tomorrow. Tomorrow we have a very special guest who won't be here exactly at 8, but will be here at 8:15 a.m., and that is one of our wonderful deans here at SUNY Oneonta, Janine Minge. I am acquainted with her through the music department because she is our dean, and look forward to having her on tomorrow and blabbing away about all kinds of things. Minge, y'all. All right, we're going to start this morning with a couple tunes to get you rocking and rolling and moving in your car or wherever you are this morning. We got some Beastie Boys, Sabotage.
I'm
Some Herbie off of Thrust. Before that, we had some Sabotage from Beastie Boys, Ill Communication. That fourth Beastie Boys album. Although I love Hello Nasty, I think Ill Communication was the pinnacle for me. I got to see, I remember watching them in the rain at the Saratoga racetrack, and I'm going to have to say it was, 94 maybe when they did that Lollapalooza. I think it was Lollapalooza 4. And it was absolutely insane. Them, Parliament, I think Tribe Called Quest, Luscious Jackson, L7, maybe the Jesus Lizard or Pavement. There was some odd side stage acts, too. Not odd, but awesome. But I remember it just like pouring rain the entire time on the racetrack. It was a mess. And I also remember the Smashing Pumpkins headlined it, and like half the people left because it was just after all these like super high energy acts, the Pumpkins got up and were not that, and it was very surreal. But on that note, we are here 8:16 in the morning on Thursday, November 13th. We got 14 days left in the semester of teaching. I hope everybody's getting ready for the holiday. Once again, I always offer my house up on Thanksgiving. If you are in the Oneonta area and need a place to go, you can always hit me up, and you're welcome to come over to my house. I'm doing a mac and cheese buffet. 5 different mac and cheeses, y'all. Ain't going to kill no turkeys this year. Tomorrow we have Dean, Janine, Minje on about 8:15. She's going to come up here and talk about all things Dean, all things Minje. And going to listen to some Little Richard right now, because Little Richard's amazing. And like every 10 seconds he goes, woo, which is the best part about Little Richard. And then I don't know what I'm going to put on. I'm trying to figure this out right now. Oh, we're going to put some ZZ Top on. I chose the ZZ Top album, and I've had it in my travel case for a long time, and I haven't put a song on for it, on that for a long time, and today's finally the day that the ZZ Top is going to be played. Anyways, here we go with a little Lucille.
Sister Sweet, Lucy, oh, won't you
All right, Pearl Necklace, ZZ Top, El Loco. It's a good album. Tubesteak Boogie's on that one as well. Yeah, I was just reminiscing about the ZZ Top trivia, being that, you know, the original lineup. Dusty, we miss you. Has Dusty passed away, I don't know, 5 years ago or something like that. But the original lineup, there were Dusty Hill, right, Billy Gibbons. Both of them had these very long beards. And ironically, the drummer, who only had a mustachio, was named Frank Beard. But so there's a little piece of ridiculous ZZ Top trivia for you for this morning. Once again, 8:24. For anybody who's around tomorrow, this looks like it might be fun as well. From 6 to 7:30 at College Camp. At the observatory there, there is going to be a watch party for the telescope, one of the telescopes we have. We're not going to be watching the telescope, but looking through it to see, I believe, Saturn and some kind of nebulae, I don't know if that's one, plural, or whatever, but we will find out tomorrow. Hopefully, if the weather's good, I don't know the deal with clouds and stuff like that. I was looking at the weather yesterday, and it didn't look like there was going to be any precipitation going on, but clouds may be obscuring things. So hopefully I'll find out more, and I'll know about that more tomorrow, and I can let everybody know on the radio show in the morning. Once again, 2 weeks till the big Thanksgiving. And 14 days of school left here at SUNY Oneonta. Hope everybody's prepping for the break and getting some coats. I know there's also a coat drive going on at the Daily Star. So if, I believe it's still going on, if you have a coat to donate for those in need for the winter months here, get a hold of the Daily Star, and they are taking donations for winter coats, I believe. So we're going to check out some Dolly right now. I don't know this album as much as I should, but we're going to listen to a song called Just Because I'm a Woman. And I don't know this song very well at all. So I just decided to put it on. I probably should know it, but there once again are holes in my thing. I know a lot of Dolly stuff, but I do not know this. This is the Best of Dolly Parton, featuring Mule Skinner Blues. Crazy. This cover is amazing. Her hair is incredible. And this was released in this album came out in 1970. So these songs must have been from the 60s. Anyways, here we go. Rockin' and Rollie, Dolly, Just Because I'm a Woman. You know.
I can see you're disappointed by the way you look at me, and I'm sorry that I'm not the woman you thought I'd be. Yes, I've made my mistakes, but listen and understand, my mistakes are no worse than yours, just because I'm a woman. Then we'll both know where we stand. My mistakes are no worse than yours, just because I'm a woman. Now a man will take
nation. But when he wants to marry, well, that's a different situation. He'll just walk off and leave her to do the best she can. While he looks for an angel to wear his wedding band. Just because I'm a woman. No, my mistakes are no worse than yours. Just because I'm a woman.
Little Jay Giles house party, yo, rocking and rolling. It's pretty awesome. Really early Jay Giles, well, earlier. That was 1973. I guess they had two albums before then in 70 and 71. Most people know them from their early 80s albums. Love Stings, Freeze Frame, Angel is a Centerfold, those kinds of tunes there. But they had a pretty big 10 years before then as a blues band based out of Boston. Same time as Aerosmith was kind of coming up. They were one of the big bands from that area, obviously. That Dolly song before was awesome, too. It's Dolly's a national treasure. National treasure. Gonna listen to some Alice Cooper right now. I got a greatest hits compilation from like the first five albums. I picked this up last weekend at the marketplace on Chestnut Street. This greatest hits is from 1974 and has the really early kind of classic Cooper stuff. Alice is another person who had a kind of, you know, the early albums, and then you get into like the Welcome to My Nightmare and Alice Cooper Goes to Hell, like these concept kind of things, and then you get into like the 80s stuff. To be honest, I like it all. I think Alice Cooper's awesome. I think, you know, he does his shock rock thing really well, and I actually like the tune. Sometimes you listen to this kind of kitschy kind of stuff and you're like, oh cool, it's just about the live show. I was talking about somebody the other day, it's like Guar. Don't get me wrong, I love Guar. I like Guar live. Like, I'm not gonna sit in my house and listen to a Guar album, but live it's pretty amazing and super fun. Anyways, I'm going to play, this is the first song off the second side of Alice Cooper's greatest hits. And also, just for those of you who don't know, Alice Cooper was originally the name of the band. And then once that band, actually, the original band, I believe, broke up, he wound up taking the moniker for himself and then called himself Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper also owns two of the Hollywood Letters, in case you didn't know that also. The Hollywood Letters were dilapidated and falling down or whatever, and a bunch of celebrities bought letters from the signs because they're responsible for taking care of the letters. And Alice Cooper owns two of them, which is totally... I think Pat Boone owned one as well. You can go just Google, though, who owns the Hollywood Letters. You can go read about it. It's truly interesting and awesome. So if it wasn't for... I think Alice was spearheading one of these things, too. If it wasn't for Alice, the Hollywood Letters would not be standing today. So anyways, hello, hooray, Alice Cooper. Physical, yo, Olivia Newton-John, one of my first crushes in the world. She was amazing. All right, going to have one more song here. Just going to let this one play out and then put it on automation. I'll be back tomorrow morning. For the first 15 minutes tomorrow, I'll just be spinning some songs. And then Dean Janine Minjay will be on to talk about all things Deany. And then, yeah, we're going to be rocking and rolling on Monday. Todd Evans, who also works here, is going to be coming on and playing some metal with me in the morning. So that'll be super fun. And also next week, I have the head of the Huntington Library next Thursday coming on, talk about all things library. And then on Friday, the 21st, is that the day? Let me look right now. Yeah, the 21st is our wonderful president. Alberto Cardelli is going to be coming on and talking, which is super awesome. Trying to get all the upper admin on here and talk to them about how they got to where they are and so forth. So with that being said, I got one more song for everybody. Going to play the first song off of Cat Stevens' Tea for the Tillerman. So I will see everybody tomorrow. DJ Nos for Mark II, rocking and rolling. What's in Your Pocket? Coming at you live from the basement of Hunt Union, 90.9 FM. Homo Red Dragon Radio, keeping it locked, yo.
A slot machine. Just get what you want to if you want, 'cause you can get anything. I know we've come a long way. We're changing day to day. But tell me, where do the children play? They just go on and on, and it seems that you can't get off. Oh, I know we've come a long way. We're changing day to day. But tell me, where do the children play? Children play.
on the guys that I grew with, that's a U thing and I'm realer than that. I hate to pop my ish, but alhamdulillah, cause the man then made it. I get LV lookbooks early, me and Bond Street's on a first name basis. F1 grid walk for the races, my passport's full, no spaces. Most of my jewelry's from A Jewelers, but I got links in different places. I was just at Wimbledon doing up pims with a hash suit, in an England tracksuit. I put Ladbroke Grove on a map to the council, build me a statue. These ain't your average diamonds, cognacs don't sparkle like coke. Self-made boss ain't your average bloke, pink runs with a leaf, not your average talk. I'm Balenci, head to toe, new outfit, fly them meme. Man, I doubt it. Where I've been, bro, out in the mountains, honing my pen with the monks that Shaolin. I control any set that I'm on with cadence. I ain't gotta do no shouting. I ain't doing online scandals. I'm in the gym or yard with my dipty candles. That's cause I'm realer than that. Can't be a sellout, I'm realer than that. Non-NPC man's realer than that. Talk down on the guys, I'm realer than that. Me and that girl that you like is a mismatch. Fake everything, I'm realer than that. I can never stunt on the guys that I grew with. That's a you thing, and I'm realer than that. Like 140, who's barring? It's a UK thing, no parring. But in London, West London, starring. You can't chat to a first team player like me from the bench when a man's not starting. I went in the UK sitting in traffic. I was out in Tokyo carting. The GLE logos of B, no parking. I just called H because rain went viral again and we laughed in rich. A grand per day in your average sitch. Let me break this down for a sec. Where you're typing away, trying to hate on the guys. Your IG crush trying to shake on the guys. Made M's with the K's, that's cake with the pies on the ish. So let me get a break from the flyers. Go yard Birkin, sack du jour. Roll with me, then your bank's in shorts. It's 015, it's the champagne torch at my visuals. Man, know the campaign's raw. Can't remember how many platinums, how many golds and how many silvers. I just know that the truths keep working, not flirting, but on site like builders. Realer than that. Can't be a sellout, I'm realer than that. Non-NPC man's realer than that. Talk down on the guys, I'm realer than that. Me and that girl that you like is a mismatch. Fake everything, I'm realer than that. I can never stunt on the guys that I grew with. That's a you thing and I'm realer than that. Realer than that. Can't be a sellout, I'm realer than that. Non-NPC man's realer than that. Talk down on the guys, I'm realer than that. Me and that girl that you like is a mismatch. Fake everything, I'm realer than that. I can never stunt on the guys that I grew with. That's a you thing and I'm realer than that.
Trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Round about the records go, in the poison entrails go. A dash of indie, a sprinkle of pop, and the essence of rock and roll. Boil now in the charmed pot. Ah, I see my next ingredient has arrived. Hold on to your broomsticks as you're flying into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Creep it locked.
I'm pregnant. I'm supposed to be happy.
I haven't been myself since the baby was born.
What's wrong with me?
I should be happy, but I'm sad.
Will these feelings ever go away?
Being pregnant and having a baby can be a wonderful experience, but sometimes it can make you feel sad, anxious, or constantly worried.